page 530, Bibliography of the Author's Work in English. Adorno, Theodore W., Alienated Masterpiece, Missa Solemnis, Telos, No. 28, Summer 1976. Adorno, Theodore W., Anti-Semitism and Fascist Propaganda, with Leo Löwenthal and Paul W. Massing, Anti-Semitism, A Social Disease, edited by Ernst Simmel, New York International University Press, 1946, reprinted in volume Roman 8 of Gesammelte Schriften, Frankfurt Surkamp Verlag, 1975. Adorno, Theodore W., The Authoritarian Personality, with Else Frankel Brunswick, Daniel J. Levinson, and R. Nevitt Sanford, New York, Harbor and Row, 1950. Reprinted, New York, Northern Library, 1969. Adorno, Theodore W., Commitment, New Left Review, No. 87-88, December 1974, pages 75-89. Adorno, Theodore W., Contemporary German Sociology, Transaction of the Fourth World Congress of Sociology, Volume Roman 1, London, 1959, pages 33-56. Adorno, Theodore W., and Horkheimer Max, Dialectic of Enlightenment, translated by John Cumming, New York, The Seabury Press, 1972. Adorno, Theodore W., Freudian Theory and the Pattern of Fascist Propaganda, Volume Roman 3 of Psychoanalysis and the Social Sciences, edited by Gisa Roheim, New York International University's Press, 1951, pages 408-433, reprinted in Volume Roman 8, of Gesammelte Schriften, Frankfurt, Surkamp Verlag, 1975. Page 531. Adorno, Theodore W., How to Look at Television, Quarterly of Film, Radio, and Television, Volume Roman 3, Spring, 1954, pages 213-235. Reprinted as Television and the Patterns of Mass Culture, edited by Bernhard Rosenberg and David White, Clenco, Illinois, Free Press, 1957, pages 474-488. Adorno, Theodore W., Husserl and the Problem of Idealism, The Journal of Philosophy, Volume Roman 37, No. 1, January 1940, pages 413-429. Adorno, Theodore W., Introduction to the Sociology of Music, New York, Seabury, 1976. Adorno, Theodore W., Is Marx Obsolete? Diogenes, No. 64, Winter, 1968, pages 1-16. Adorno, Theodore W., The Jargon of Authenticity, translated by Knut Tarnowski and Frederick Will, Evanston, Illinois, Northwestern University Press, 1973. Adorno, Theodore W., Lyric, Poetry, and Society, Talus, No. 20, Summer, 1974, pages 56-71. Adorno, Theodore W., Negative Dialectics, New York, The Seabury Press, 1973. Adorno, Theodore W., On Kierkegaard's Doctrine of Love, Studies in Philosophy and Social Sciences, Volume Roman 8, 1940, pages 413-429. Adorno, Theodore W., and Popular Music, Studies in Philosophy and Social Sciences, Volume Roman 9, 1941, page 17-48. Adorno, Theodore W., Philosophy of Modern Music, translated by N. G. Mitchell and Wesley V. Bloomster, New York, The Seabury Press, 1973. Adorno, Theodore W., Prisms, translated by Samuel and Shiri Weber, London, Neville Spearman, Limited, 1967. Adorno Theodore W., The Psychological Technique of Martin Luther Thomas's Radio Addresses, Volume Roman 9, Part 1 of Gesammelte Schriften, Frankfurt, Zürcher Verlag, 1975. Adorno Theodore W., The Radio Symphony, An Experiment in Theory, Radio Research, 1941, New York, Harbour and Brothers, 1941, pages 110 through 139. Adorno, Theodore W., Scientific Experiences of a European Scholar in America, Volume Roman 2 of Perspectives in American History, Cambridge, Harvard University Press, 1968, reprinted in The Intellectual Migration, edited by Donald Fleming and Bernhard Baylin, Cambridge, Belknap Press of Harvard University Press, 1969. Page 532. Adorno, Theodore W., A Social Critique of Radio Music, Kenyon Review, Volume Roman 8, Number 2, Spring 1945, pages 208 through 217. Adorno, Theodore W., Society, Salmagundi, Number 11, 12, Fall Winter, 1969-1970, pages 144 through 153. Adorno, Theodore W., Sociology and Psychology, New Left Review, Number 46, 47, December 1967, January 1968, pages 67 through 80, pages 79 through 90. Adorno, Theodore W., The Stars Down to Earth, The Los Angeles Times Astrology Column, A Study in Secondary Superstition, Jahrbuch für Amerika-Studien, Volume Roman 2, 1957, pages 19 through 88. Reprinted in Volume Roman 9, Part 2 of Gesammelte Schriften, Frankfurt, Surkamp Verlag, 1975, and in Talos Number 19, Spring 1974, pages 19 through 30. Adorno, Theodore W., Static and Dynamic as Sociological Categories, Diogenes Number 33, Spring 1961, pages 28 through 49. Adorno, Theodore W., These Against Occultism, Talos Number 19, Spring 1974, pages 7 through 12. Adorno, Theodore W., Thesis on the Sociology of Art, Working Papers in Cultural Studies Number 2, Spring 1972, pages 121 through 128. Adorno, Theodore W., These Upon Art and Religion Today, Kenyon Review, Volume Roman 7, Number 4, Autumn 1945, page 677 through 682. Adorno, Theodore W., Veblen's Attack on Culture, Studies in Philosophy and Social Science, Volume Roman 9, Number 3, 1941. Adorno, Theodore W., Wagner, Nietzsche and Hitler, Kenyon Review, Volume Roman 9, Number 1, 1974, pages 155 through 162. Adorno, Theodore W., Why Philosophy, Man and Philosophy, edited by Walter Leifer, Munich, Max Huber Verlag, 1964, pages 11 through 24. Benjamin Walter, Charles Baudelaire, A Lyric Poet in the Era of High Capitalism, translated by Harry Zone, London, New Left Books, 1973. Benjamin Walter, Illuminations, edited and with an introduction by Hannah Arendt, translated by Harry Zone, New York, Harcourt, Praise and World, 1968, paperback edition, New York, Schocken Books, 1969. Benjamin Walter, The Origin of the German Tragic Drama, translated by John Osborne, introduction by George Steiner, London, New Left Books, 1977. Page 533. Benjamin Walter, Paris, Capital of the 19th Century, Descent, Volume Roman 17, Number 5, September-October 1970. Benjamin Walter Understanding Brecht, translated by Anne Bostack. Introduction by Stanley Mitchell, London, New Left Books, 1973. Fromm Erich, The Anatomy of Human Destructiveness, New York, Holt, Reinhardt and Winston, 1973. Fromm Erich, Beyond the Chains of Illusion, My Encounter with Marx and Freud, New York, Simon and Schuster, 1962. Fromm Erich, A Counter-Rebuttal, Dissent, Volume Roman 3, Number 1, Winter, 1956. Fromm Erich, The Crisis of Psychoanalysis, New York, Holt, Reinhardt and Winston, 1970. Fromm Erich, The Dogma of Christ and Other Essays on Religion, Psychology and Culture, New York, Holt, Reinhardt and Winston, 1955. Fromm Erich, Escape from Freedom, New York, Farrar and Reinhardt, 1941. Fromm Erich, The Heart of Man, New York, Harper and Row, 1964. Fromm Erich, The Human Implications of Instinctive Radicalism, Dissent, Volume Roman 2, Number 4, Autumn 1955. Fromm Erich, Man for Himself, New York, Reinhardt, 1947. Fromm Erich, May Man Prevail, Garden City, New York, Doubleday, 1961. Fromm Erich, The Revolution of Hope, New York, Harper and Row, 1968. Fromm Erich, The Sane Society, New York, Reinhardt, 1955. Fromm Erich, Social Character in a Mexican Village, with Michael Macoby, Englewood Cliffs, New Jersey, Prentice Hall, 1970. Fromm Erich, Sigmund Freud's Mission, New York Harbor, 1959, reprinted by New York Grove Press, 1963. Horkheimer, Max, Art and Mass Culture, Studies in Philosophy and Social Science, Volume Roman 9, Number 2, 1941, reprinted in Critical Theory, New York, The Seabury Press, 1972, pages 273 to 290. Page 534. Horkheimer, Marx, Authoritarian and the Family Today, The Family, Its Function and Destiny, edited by R. N. Unschen, New York, Harbor, 1949, pages 359 through 374. Horkheimer, Max, The Authoritarian State, translated by The People's Translation Service, Berkeley, mediated by Elliot Eisenberg, Telus, number 15, Spring, 1973, page 3 through 20. Horkheimer, Max, Authority and the Family, Critical Theory, New York, The Seabury Press, 1972, pages 47 through 128. Horkheimer, Max, Dawn and Decline, translated by Michael Shaw, afterword by Ike Gebhardt, New York, The Seabury Press, 1978. Horkheimer, Max and Adorno, Theodore W., Dialectic of Enlightenment, translated by John Cumming, New York, The Seabury Press, 1972. Horkheimer, Max, Eclipse of Reason, New York, Oxford University Press, 1947, reprinted, New York, The Seabury Press, 1974. Horkheimer, Max, The End of Reason, Studies in Philosophy and Social Sciences, Volume Roman 9, 1941, pages 366 through 388. Horkheimer, Max, Ernst Simmel and Freudian Philosophy, International Journal of Psychoanalysis, Volume Roman 29, pages 110 through 113. Horkheimer, Max, The Latest Attack on Metaphysics, Critical Theory, New York, The Seabury Press, 1972, pages 132 through 187. Horkheimer, Max, The Lesson of Fascism, Tension That Causes Wars, edited by Hadley Cantrill, Urbana University of Illinois Press, 1950, pages 209 through 242. Horkheimer, Max, Materialism and Metaphysics, Critical Theory, New York, The Seabury Press, 1972, page 10 through 46. Horkheimer, Max, Notes on Institute Activities, Studies in Philosophy and Social Sciences, Volume Roman 9, number 1, 1941. Horkheimer Max, Notes on Science and the Crisis, Critical Theory, New York, The Seabury Press, 1972, pages 3 through 9. Horkheimer, Max, and the Concept of Freedom, Diogenes, number 53, Spring 1964, pages 73 through 81. Horkheimer, Max, Postscript, Critical Theory, New York, The Seabury Press, 1972, pages 244 through 252. Page 535. Horkheimer, Max, The Relation Between Psychology and Sociology in the Work of Wilhelm Dilthey, Studies in Philosophy and Social Sciences, Volume Roman 8, 1940, pages 430 through 443. Horkheimer Max, Schopenhauer Today, The Critical Spirit, Essays in Honor of Herbert Marcuse, edited by Kurt H. Wolf and Barrington Moore, Jr., Boston, Beacon Press, 1962. Horkheimer Max, The Social Function of Philosophy, Studies in Philosophy and Social Science, Volume Roman 8, Number 3, 1939, reprinted in Critical Theory, New York, The Seabury Press, 1972, pages 253 through 272.